Chapter 1 And the Universe. The universe we live in is something just wonderful, and we will always lack words to describe its infinite beauty and boundless grandeur. The more human beings' understanding of the universe grows, the more we become aware of how the infinitely large and the incredibly small touch and meet.
As we look out from our cosmos and expand our vision towards the ends of the universe, we see how the suns are grouped in the spiral galaxies of billions of stars, like the Milky Way, where the Earth is at one of its extremes.
Galaxies cluster by the thousands into superclusters, such as Laniakea, in which the Milky Way is one of about 100,000, all gravitating around their center, the Great Attractor. And when we look at what we can understand as the universe as a whole, we will see that today it is conceived as an immeasurable sphere of 90 billion light-years in diameter, beyond which human understanding cannot even conceive of space. The universe is a sphere which, however, could be just one more when we think of the hypothesis of the multiverse, where each universe is nothing more than an atom, a particle, as well as when we look at the atom and discover, fascinated, that each atom is also a universe in itself. There are infinite spheres contained in infinite spheres. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places, as Christ, the light of the world, said. John 16:2 NRSV. Yes, all of this, or even a tiny fraction of all of this, should be enough for us to live every moment of our lives filled with infinite joy and gratitude for being able to be part of such a wonderful manifestation, for being able to be a grain of sand, a grain of the great matter of the universe that has become conscious of the immeasurable glory and grace of which it is a part.
But friends, why is our life not like this?
Why do we live a life of almost absolute isolation from this omnipresent and wonderful reality? Why do we live immersed in our problems, in our tiny and irrelevant issues? The answer that the universal teaching offers us in this regard is simple. We are sick. Yes, fundamentally sick. The answer offered to us is that our consciousness, the moment we became self-aware, became separate from the whole, separated from the immense river of life that flows through the entire universe, from a particle to a cluster of galaxies. Yes, because the moment we became self-conscious, and when we first said the word I with our minds, that I became for each of us the illusory center of all life, of the world, and of the whole universe.
In this immeasurable universe, our tiny I became the center of everything, irremediably converting us into egocentric beings.
Let us remember here the countless myths found in almost all human traditions. Many of them describe the moment when we plunged into self-consciousness and became egocentric, such as, for example, the moment when we symbolically left the paradise of Eden, which was the paradise of life integrated into the universe, and became forever separated and isolated from that life. We know very well that we did not physically leave a hypothetical and perfect place, but only that, with our mind, we dived into ourselves, just as Narcissus dived and lost himself in his own image. We immerse ourselves in our own self and create a world in its image and likeness, converting life and the cosmos into a large warehouse of raw materials and exploring them to the limit of exhaustion. However, should the fact that we are self-conscious and have an I be the reason for such suffering? When we look at human history and hear the testimony of human consciousnesses that transcended the limits within which we live, we can safely say that there is a vast horizon for human consciousness that goes beyond the walls of self-centeredness. Let us think here of Buddha, of Christ, of Krishna, of Hermes, of Zoroaster. All these human beings crossed the frontier of egocentrism over, coming it within themselves and testified to the path that can lead us from I consciousness to a new consciousness, a path that symbolically has so many times been indicated as a miraculous path, where human beings were cured of their ailments. Friends, what the universal teaching tries to convey to us through all the stories of the lives of these people is that there is a great common evil, a great and unique disease that must be overcome in the first place if we really want to enter into a completely new and different way of life. This is the disease of self-centeredness. The core of human consciousness functions as a great organ of perception. It is a complex and intricate energetic flow that uses organic bases such as the brain, the nervous system, the endocrine system, the fluids of our body, as well as the memory of all our cells, but it also expands into the energetic layers that surround and interpenetrate our entire body. This core of consciousness was formed over the billions of years of the evolution of life on our planet, and it grew slowly from a physical and almost automatic consciousness of a unicellular organism to complex beings, such as plants and animals. And in present-day human beings, since a certain point in their evolutionary history, when the mind had grown and matured enough, this core of consciousness has become self-aware. It has become aware of its own existence. From that moment on, just as a newborn seeks shelter and protection in order to survive and grow, this core of self-awareness also sought shelter and protection in order to gain solidity and identity. This process of seeking shelter and protection was symbolically described in the book of Genesis as covering oneself with a fig leaf, and the Buddha indicated it as the great attachment, which is the cause of all suffering. This initial process of constructing a newly born identity is natural. It is inherent in the nature of becoming self-aware. It reproduces itself in every human being when we leave the innocence of childhood and enter adolescence, which is the phase in which we begin to build our identity. However, the construction of identity, that is, the construction of I consciousness, as well as childhood, adolescence, and adulthood, should be just another phase of human life. And yet at our current stage of development, our growth as individuals usually ends when our conscious self manifests into adulthood. The very concept of becoming an adult is synonymous with stopping to grow. And what actually happens to most of humanity is that at that moment, our consciousness also stops transforming, and we start to function within a more or less limited world, seeking at every moment only the satisfaction of our own interests, pursuing individual fulfillment and happiness based on parameters largely dictated by our own self. This awakening from the torpor of the infinite turning by the gears of the wheel of life will lead us to discover that, like everything else in the universe, each human being also inhabits one of the infinite spheres that form it. The human being who wakes up from the torpor of their egocentrism will discover, amazed, that they also inhabit a cell of the universe, a micro-world. And you will see that in it, as well as in everything that exists, from a simple atom to an elaborate sun or galaxy, there is also a core, a center, a universal principle around which its whole being gravitates. This sphere and this point within which every human being dwells and around which the nucleus of their being gravitates is called, by the universal teaching, the microcosm. Only when we wake up from the deep sleep of our egocentrism do we recognize the grandiose dimension of our lives, which used to go unnoticed, the dimension that instantly transforms us into citizens of the universe, into living cells of the universe, into a micro-universe, a microcosm.
When we awaken to this reality, then the center of our little world, the core of our microcosm, can speak directly to our consciousness. It will teach us that the center of the universe, and it does not matter what name we want to give it, the one, the all, the infinite being, the great breath, the singularity, or God. Yes, it will teach us that this center of the universe is already within us, for in the grand universe, the center of all things is omnipresent. It will show us that it is closer than our own hands and feet, and that this center of all life, which is already within ourselves, is also the much sought-after center of happiness, balance, truth, beauty, justice, love, understanding, wisdom, and all of life.
The moment we wake up to this, we are taking the first step on the path to a whole new life. The universal teaching calls this moment the awakening to new life. The symbolic language of the gospel called it being born again. The Rosicrucians called it the blossoming of the rose, the bloss, summing of the rosebud, the emergence of the universal principle in our heart.
When our consciousness recognizes this center within itself and we have the courage to turn around on our path, then our lives will be transformed. We will set our feet on the straight path, on the path that will connect us more and more consciously to the center of the universe, which is already within us.
In the past, this connection was symbolically called faith, not faith in someone, a group, or a dogma, but a faith that is a magnetic link, a conscious link, a real connection, just like that which links a particle to the nucleus of an atom, which links our cosmos to the great sun that feeds everything, and which will link our consciousness to the center of the universe, which is already in our own heart.
This faith, even if it is as small as a mustard seed, will have the capacity to move the mountains of our self-centeredness, so we can start a totally new life. After all, this conscious connection, which needs to be built throughout a lifetime, but which can start in a single instant like this one, is the beginning of the fundamental cure for the disease of our self-centeredness.
It is the beginning of a completely new inner process of regeneration, the beginning of an epigenesis, as current science describes it. It is the process of self-healing, which will allow human consciousness to rise again from the unhealthy life it has created for itself. When that happens, the center of the universe in us will then also tell us, go get up.
Your conscious connection with the one being has finally healed you.
May that moment finally come for every human being.